6 days you may labor and do all your work.
But the seventh day is a Sabbath to the Lord your God.
Keep it separate. Keep it set apart from the ordinary rhythm of time.
There's a good reason why, you know, historians are saying that post-World War II, we entered the period called the Great Acceleration. It's that people now feel the pacing of their lives has accelerated to a point where they don't have time to care for themselves. They don't have time to care for family members.
I think our culture right now is profoundly burned out.
Two-thirds of Americans say that they're working more than 40 hours any given week. We have to work more in order to sustain the same level of living.
The labor movement in America is a surprisingly religious story, and it does often converge at the issue of Sabbath.
Shabbat is a revolutionary concept. It actually changed human history. For the first time, it introduced the concept of mandated rest.
The very heart of the idea is a kind of workers' rights idea.
Sabbath has ethical implications. Work should not be what defines us as human beings.
It's a commandment. It comes from God. That's why we observe Shabbat as a Christian.
I don't think we take the Sabbath seriously enough.
If Sabbath rest was going to flourish and live in their lives, something else was going to have to die.
And I just never had an appreciation for the Sabbath day or understanding of it. All of that came to me recently. And I've been pastoring 34 years.
A lot of what it translates into is, I wish I just had more time in which I just paused to breathe, to think about what it was that I was actually chasing after.
We realize that time is our only non-renewable resource.
Latino Catholics identify with the story of Exodus, the story of the Israelites wandering the desert.
It's like the whole week is hectic, and then all of a sudden, you light the Shabbos candles, and you're in a different world.
Yet for many, across the ages, Sabbath, or Shabbat, has come to mean something far more important than closing the shop.
The Sabbath doesn't come when you get home from work, finish cooking, go to the table, and then you begin the Sabbath. Sabbath comes with the sunset. The Sabbath arrives. We don't make it arrive.
My name is Daniel Singer. I'm the cantor at Stephen Wise Free Synagogue. My title, cantor, is commonly known to be a musical term, but the original term for our profession is chazan. Chazan has the meaning of vision, a vision of worship and bringing light to people through music.
Shabbat begins as the sun sets Friday evening with prayer and song in the synagogue, ending with the blessing.
The blessing over the bread is a reminder of our connection to the earth. Hamotzi lechem min ha'aretz, the drawing forth of bread from the earth.
And then each week, cantor singer returns home to welcome in Shabbat with his wife Lauren and their sons.
Nice. You want to light some candles
then?
I think we breathe a sigh of relief at the end of the week when we light the candles, and we just feel that kind of, it's good. Shabbos is here.
The magical transition from a weekday mentality to a Shabbat mentality begins with lighting the candles.
The candles themselves are so important. It says in the Bible that the souls of human beings are candles of God. Everything is made to be beautiful, because that's also part of the Sabbath.
Shabbat is not only for us, it's for our planet. It's for us to heal the world, heal ourselves. It's about smells, the smell of Shabbat. There's light on Shabbat with the candles. There's tastes with the wine, with the challah, the sustenance it brings us. And it reminds us of our connection to one another and to the earth.
Shabbat is a revolutionary concept. It actually changed human history. For the first time, it introduced the concept of mandated rest.
Shabbat shalom, everyone. Shabbat shalom.
Shabbat shalom, Rabbi.
At the morning Shabbat service, the community welcomes two young men for their bar mitzvahs.
Evan, as you know, this is symbolic of the transmission of our tradition from Sinai until now. It's about 3,500 years and counting. You're the next link in the chain.
First of all, a bar mitzvah or a bat mitzvah is a rite of passage. It marks the transition in Judaism from being a minor to being an adult of responsibilities in Judaism.
We mark the full recitation of the Torah by bringing out the Torah and dancing with it. We do that every Shabbat at Stephen Wise. We try to get everyone dancing.
We're going to be like Moses and Miriam and all the Israelites, and we're going to dance, and we're going to sing the same song they sang with timbrels in hand. And we sang this song. Mi kamoka b'ali madonai, mi kamoka nedar b'kodesh, dorat tekilo.
They do appreciate the significance, the higher significance, the spiritual component of chanting Torah in front of the community and on behalf of the community for the first time.
El petach o hamoed el hakohen v'yikrivo lifnei Adonai v'chiper alecha.
Religion is supposed to inject in people a sense of awe, a sense of marvel, a sense of wonder, a sense of sanctity. All of those concepts we try and bring out on Shabbat.
May God be with you all your days and grant you a lifetime of happiness, contentment, joy, creativity, and peace.
And then we are given over to continue the work of cultivating the world, sanctifying the world, and living within the divine order, that we don't undo this work of creation through our own human folly by placing ourselves within a spiritual consciousness of the Sabbath.